and Parliament has amended the Presidential Transition Act 2012, the new Presidential Transition Amendment Bill 2016, which replaces Act 845, seeks to, among other things, correct Sections 11 and 12 of the Act, as they are in conflict with Article 113 of the Constitution. Parliamentary correspondents Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe have this report.
Section 11 and 12 of Act 845 stated that Parliament should be constituted 2 days before the President is inaugurated. This provision, however, contravened Article 113 of the Constitution, which also says Parliament shall continue for 4 years from the date of its first sitting and then stand dissolved. The new Presidential Transition Amendment Bill 2016 now states that instead of constituting Parliament 2 days before the inauguration of the President, the swearing-in of the MPs and the inauguration of the Speaker should be held within 12 hours before the inauguration of the President. The Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, in its report on the bill, said the Minister for Justice and Attorney General would be given the power under Clause 8 of the bill to make regulations for the effective implementation of the Act. The regulations will be the blueprint for handing over notes for effective implementation of the Act. The report of the committee further stated that a transition team will be constituted within 24 hours after the declaration of the results of the presidential election in accordance with Article 63 of the Constitution, given the different scenarios of an incumbent retaining power or a new person being elected president. The bill empowers the Administrator General to evict a person staying in an official residence for more than 3 months in a situation where the person ceases to hold office on the assumption of office of a newly elected president.
Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe filed that report.
Government has impressed upon Parliament to expedite the passage of the Right to Information Bill 2016, which is intended to ensure transparency and accountability in the governance process. The Deputy Minister for Justice and Attorney General, Dr. Dominic Aine, stated this as the bill was read a second time in Parliament. The crux of the bill is to bring life to Article 21 of the Constitution, which gives all persons the right to information subject to such qualifications and laws as are necessary in a democratic society. A report filed by parliamentary correspondents Dominic Logi and Augustus Akwe.
The bill will empower citizens to hold public institutions accountable for their action and inactions. It will also ensure that citizens' interests are protected in recognition of international conventions and treaties on human rights, as well as operationalizing the constitutional provision. An RTI bill was drafted by government in 1999. The passage of the bill has, however, been hanging in the balance for years. Deputy Minister for Justice and Attorney General, Dr. Dominic Aine, however, says government can no longer wait for its passage.
But we are hoping that the 32 amendments will be the ones that will be considered by the House and in an expeditious manner so that the Right to Information Bill can be passed into law. So that is our hope. Members are at liberty to propose amendments on the floor. So I'm not assuring you that those are going to be the only amendments will be considered. We haven't proposed that it should come under a certificate of urgency. But the Attorney General has impressed upon Parliament that it is urgent that we pass the bill. You remember that the President assured the nation that before the end of his first term in office, he was going to ensure that we pass the bill. And that is how come that the Attorney General has taken the bill very seriously. And so, yes, Parliament knows and has accepted the fact that there is an urgency to the bill, but technically we have not requested for a certificate of urgency.
Dr. Aine says the bill has been well formulated to meet international best practices.
In terms of the quality of the provisions and the quality of the suggestions and proposals that were made for amendment, the bill is still intact. I believe that the law that will be passed by Parliament will be a good law by all international standards. And also remember that we decided to incorporate certain provisions of international treaties and conventions dealing with the right to information, okay, such as the African Union Model Law on the Right to Information. If you ask the Coalition on the Right to Information, they will tell you that if they scrutinize the bill, most of the suggestions that they made to us have been accepted and incorporated. In fact, in the statement that I made on behalf of the Attorney General, That fact was stated there. And the chairman of the committee, his report also mentioned the fact that we took account of the suggestions made by civil society organizations. But we are confident that it will be passed.
A report by the Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs on the revised bill indicates that the scope of access to information was not limited to only public institutions. The bill grants access to information in the custody of private entities, particularly if the disclosure is in the public interest. Private entities that perform public functions with public funds are obliged to disclose information unless the information is exempt.
That was a report by parliamentary correspondents Dominic Longy and Augustus Okwe.